Good morning, everyone. You're listening to the World Teacher Program for Share International New Zealand on Planet FM 104.6. Each Friday morning, we bring you information from the teachers of the Ageless Wisdom. The purpose of our program is to introduce Maitreya, the world teacher for the Age of Aquarius. Maitreya does not come alone. He brings with him the Masters of Wisdom, a group of highly evolved teachers. They work in many fields and can teach us the art of living, how to live in right relationship with each other. With their inspiration, we can transform our civilization, creating justice and peace for us all.
Good morning and welcome to the program. The theme today is saving the planet, and in particular there'll be a focus on pollution. I'll be starting by reading out an article by Benjamin Krems Master. It's got the title SOP, standing for Save Our Planet, and it was originally published in Share International magazine in October 2012. When one looks deeply into the present situation in the world, two things stand out as particularly important: the danger of war and the acceleration of the Earth's ecological imbalance. There are, of course, many other problems. The economic debacle which affects many countries, especially in the West. The huge increases in the price of food, especially the staple diet of many millions. The huge and growing disparity in living standards between the rich and poor. All of these problems are important and require early resolution. The two first named must command the attention of all sensible men and governments, for they present the greatest threat to man's well-being. Wars, large and small, should by now be unthinkable, but sadly, this is not the case. Even a world which has known the folly and futility of war at its most terrible has still not relinquished totally that abomination. The governments are seduced into thinking that old ways will, after all, render up their coveted prize. The weapons of war, therefore, have become indispensable and a major trading asset. While their weapons are there, they will be used. Small wars beget large wars as more countries become involved. Large nations fight by proxy through their allies, and so prolong unimportant quarrels into war. This major danger must be abandoned by all nations. It threatens the very existence of men on earth. Apart from war, nothing so profoundly affects the future of all men as much as pollution. Some countries have recognized this fact and have taken some steps to limit pollution and global warming. Others, sometimes the chief polluters, deny the reality of global warming despite the overwhelming evidence to the contrary. Daily, now, the climatic changes prove beyond doubt that the planet is sick and needs immediate and skillful care to re-establish equilibrium. Time is running out for men to halt the transformation which is being daily wrought on planet Earth. Every man, woman, and child must play their part in the task. Time is verily running out. SOP, save our planet. And now comments from Benjamin Krem. This first piece is part of an answer to a question and was published in Maitreya's Mission Volume 2. The pollution is to do with the age of Pisces, which is now coming to an end. It is precisely the misuse of resources, the blind following of market forces, the competition, which has created the pollution which is now proving such an ecological hazard. We are poisoning our planet so quickly that unless we change direction very soon, it will be too late, and future generations will suffer unbelievably. Luckily, nature is very resilient and, I believe, will bounce back. Already, many people, even governments, at the insistence of various groups in different nations, are beginning to address the problems of pollution. More and more governments, groups and individuals are seeing the necessity for an ecological rethink, a solution to the problem of pollution. But it will not be stopped while we have such competition in our methods and policy of manufacture. We have to shift the present attitude to production from that of greed, waste and competition to that of sufficiency. Instead of saying, how much can we produce and how fast, we have to say, how much do we need? How little of this commodity can we get away with using? How little of this and that will give us a rich, full life in such a way that all individuals can share that life? Today, America hoards most of the resources of the world, the oil, various minerals and so on. Russia tries to do the same. Europe takes as much as it can store and afford. All the developed nations, including Japan, do this. They see the overuse of resources as a testimony to their power, economic strength and skill, whereas they are working against the very needs of the world. They should be using their power and skill to make a rich, varied and satisfying life for their people with the minimal use of resources. Sufficiency must take over from this profligate overproduction based on competition. Market forces must lose their grip on the psyche of the world. Now, again, excerpts from answers given by Benjamin Krem, and these were published in the book Maitreya's Mission, Volume 3. Since we are polluting our planet with nuclear radiation, gases of all kinds, fertilizers, pouring the most obnoxious chemicals into our rivers, reservoirs, and land, and making the air practically unbreathable in major cities by the exhaust of cars, then it is obvious we must get rid of the pollution. Everyone, without exception, is suffering to a greater or lesser degree, depending on their constitution, from pollution. There is a growing incidence of diseases throughout the planet, mainly skin, heart, and lung. That is a huge problem facing humanity, and it has to be tackled right away. The nuclear power plants must be wound down. The polluting of our rivers must be seen as a crime against society. At the moment, it is an easy way to get rid of effluence. It is criminal to poison the rivers on which much drinking water depends. It is criminal to pour into the seas chemical effluents which kill off many fish. For the Japanese and others, for example, this is a major problem because they live mainly on fish, or they did until very recently. My master has said that after the redistribution of resources, the number one priority is to tackle the ecological problems of the world. Maitreya has said this is something that engages everyone. No one is too young or too old, he says, to take part in this. Whether it is the wasting of a little piece of paper or burning an entire forest to make way for grazing cattle for beef, we have to change. This cannot be done overnight, and it can only be done by consensus. Consensus will take place only when the need is seen. When the need is seen, the way towards it will be found. This will result from the acceptance of the principle of sharing. When we accept the principle of sharing, we are accepting that we can no longer destroy the environment. We have to change the distribution process, and we have to learn to live with less. That does not mean with not enough. There is enough for everybody if it is distributed more equitably, and this will be done. People will recognize that Maitreya is right. It is the only sane, common sense thing to do. As soon as we do that, we will see that we do not need this or that. When we remove competition, the blind following of market forces which drive people to competition, we ease the pressure on the environment. We will see the need for an economy which is sustainable long term. The present economy is not, and is poisoning the planet at the same time. What happens when we have burned all the forests and there is no more oxygen? We are absolutely dependent on the vegetable kingdom for the oxygen which we breathe. We are so wrong thinking because we do not think as a whole. We do not think as a planetary thinker with a planetary voice. We think as independent nations, each doing our own thing, and within nations, independent groups and individuals, each doing his or her own thing. Everyone is working in this isolated, although interrelated, individualistic way. We have to recognize that the world is one, and that the goods of the world belong to everyone. They must be shared and properly used. We have to deal with the ecological problem, and because we have to, we will. It may be that the major technological aspects of it will never touch any of us, but day-to-day questions will touch everyone. Whether it is the making do with produce, which is less well-wrapped than it used to be, only one wrapper instead of three, or economising in energy use of all kinds. I've got here another article by Benjamin Cram's Master, which again is on the theme of saving the planet and mentions pollution. And this article is called The Great Mother and was published originally in the 2001 issue of Share International magazine. More than men think, the world is changing for the better. Despite the ominous clouds drifting across the planet from time to time, the main thrust of events is positive and hopeful. How much more is this the case than is apparent to men, only the manifold means at the disposal of hierarchy can ascertain. However, there are still grave concerns which men ignore at their peril. Chief among these is the environment, which men must know they daily undermine. This despoilation of nature now threatens the well-being of all and augurs badly for future generations. Pollution of the planet has now reached dangerous, life-threatening levels, thus weakening man's inherent immunity and bringing again to the fore diseases once thought vanquished forever. Men must realise their responsibility for the planet on which they live. Stewards, men are, of a strong but sensitive organism, and must protect it from harm. Few today can claim that this they do, On the contrary, men waste and ride roughshod over nature's generous munificence, unheedful of tomorrow or their children's needs. True it is that many are awakening to this problem, but until it is understood as the concern of all and tackled globally, little progress will be made in changing direction. You can be sure that Maitreya is not unmindful of the dangers to mankind if they ignore this pressing difficulty. He will urge men to work, everyone, for the planet's restoration and point the way to a simpler and happier life. Once restored again to health, the planet will continue to give its bounty to all who approach with care and love. The elementals of the lower kingdoms know well their tasks. Free from the influence of men's disordered thoughts, these industrious builders can, in harmony, create a new and better world. When men understand nature as the great mother of all, they will approach her with reverence. Thus will she reveal to men her secrets and laws. Armed with this new knowledge, men will in truth manifest as gods. Man is a crucible in which is being created a new being. In the fiery heat of experience, man is gradually learning the ways of God. Slow and painful may be the early steps, but in time the pace will quicken. Revelation after revelation will expand his consciousness, leading to a crescendo of creativity and knowledge. Man will stand revealed as a son of God. The first step is to awaken to the dangers of the present situation. This is already well advanced, and many seek to influence worldwide action. Like so much else, that action awaits a change of heart in major nations, the worst offenders in the pollution of the planet. Maitreya will lend his voice and age-long knowledge to the coming debate and speak for those who have no voice and suffer in silence. And I think we have time to finish with an excerpt from one of Maitreya's messages, and this is message number 13, given in 1978. Allow me to show you the way into the new time, to outline for you the glories which, if you will, can be yours. Man is made to serve both God and man, and only through that correct service can the path to God be trodden. Make it your task to take upon yourselves the task of reorientation, reconstruction, and change. Each man is a lighthouse and sheds abroad his light for his brother. Make bright your lamp and let it shine forth and show the way. All are needed, everyone. No one is too small or young to take part in this great plan for the rescue and the rehabilitation of our world. Resolve to do this and be assured that my help will not be withheld. How to start? Begin by dedicating yourself and all that you are and have been to the service of the world, to the service of your brothers and sisters everywhere. Make sure that not one day passes without some act of true service, and be assured that my help will be yours. That is all we have time for. Thank you very much for listening. Check out the website for more information, share-international.org. Otherwise, wishing you all a lovely week.